I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen, and pretty much Ponset, the bright spot for fishing in your area?
Yeah, I would definitely say we're in that August lull right now. Ponset right now is the lake to be fishing if you want to fish in Hamlin County. The guys out there, they're catching, you know, sporadic bags of perch and walleye. Some guys are starting to really set up, anchor up on your typical areas for perch and doing okay. The walleyes, I was talking to the Creole guy yesterday, and sounds like guys are catching walleyes. They're just not keeping them. So there must be a lot of little ones that they're catching, even under that 13-inch mark. So
I imagine at water temps near 80 degrees, I know it was 79 degrees on Clear Lake by Thomas last Friday when I was down there, and it seems like other lakes are right in that 75 to 83 degrees, so fish are probably pretty deep.
Yeah, it was, before I left for the rally, it was definitely up that 76, 77 degrees, and now with this warmer temp coming in, it's just going to get warmer, so that would be my suggestion. If anyone's going to go out fishing for walleyes, you know, find as deep of a weed line as you can get.
Even out at Whitlock Bay and north by Swiftbird out there, I was talking to Chuck Krause, and all the walleyes they mark or fish are 40 to 50 foot. And so that's a whole different ball game. So Albert's kind of slowed down too, hasn't it?
Yeah, Albert's, that's much shallower lake compared to Ponset. I mean, and there's fish there.
Yeah.
And I would bet if a guy wants to go out and really, really go at it, he might catch a fish or two, but it's just been really, really quiet over there as of the past few weeks. So
conditions right for any of your brood routes?
I ran one the other day, and it wasn't as good as my first one, but we are in the prime time for our brood routes. It just must have been the type of day that didn't work out for me, but brood numbers are looking, you know, fairly good compared to last year. We're obviously still down from the glory years, but definitely a good time to get out and count them. This is probably one of my favorite times of the year, just because you get out and you can count how many birds and you see other wildlife that's kind of roaming around too. So,
yep, pretty neat. Well, Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer, Hamlin County, thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and test netting time of the year results from last week, and where are you and the crew working this week?
Yeah, last week was over on Elm Lake, and both those are to the west, Aberdeen, and maybe a little bit north. Mina, we saw decent numbers of perch, which was a surprise. We haven't seen, you know, a whole lot of perch were there in recent years, but things looked a little better on the perch, as well as a few walleyes in the mix, so that's starting to come around a little bit, we hope. Elm Lake, saw some walleyes, a few crappies, but overall I wouldn't say Elm's doing spectacular, but it's not doing that bad either. Bullheads look to be down in that lake. We didn't see as many as we have in the past, which is a good thing. Now this week we have been working down on Indian Springs as well as over on Richmond. The Richmond crew's not seen a whole lot as far as walleyes go. A few crappies, a few bluegills here and there. But overall, you know, I'd say Richmond's not doing too well right now. Indian Springs, on the other hand, as we're seeing about 25 per net. A lot of those fish, there seems to be, you know, two different groups of fish. A group right around 13 to 14 inches. They're pretty abundant. And then a fish over 20 inches, a lot, good and high numbers of fish over 20 inches. Fish look healthy in Indian Springs. I anticipate, you know, that to be pretty much a walleye factory in the future if those fish will go on a bike. There's just good numbers of them there. As well as, I'd say, a moderate abundance of yellow perch. Perch up to 13 inches, fair numbers right around 9 to 10 inches. So should be able to provide some perch fishing this coming winter as well.
And that Indian Springs area in Clark has missed a lot of the moisture. Is that down a few foot?
Yeah, overall the lake looks like it's dropped. We didn't try to go between Antelope and Indian Springs this time. I know in the spring there was probably 18 inches of water there. I'm guessing it's going to be even tougher now to get a boat through there. So right now the only access, the Black Claw access, which is the $5 access to the place there. But it's, pretty fair access, and there's, a little bit of parking there, so people can utilize that area.
As far as the fishing on Bitter and Waw Bay, is there much fishing pressure at this time of the year, or kind of related to just the weekends?
Yeah, I would say our pressure's still down from what we've had in the past years, but weekends, this past weekend, I think Bitter was somewhat busy. Had some good reports off there. I talked to some individuals Sunday afternoon that had caught quite a few fish. Then you talk to others that really struggle on Bitter, so it's just, if you can find those fish, you're going to do well. Similar situation on Waw Bay. I think if you find the fish, you're going to do well, but overall I'd say our pressure is down right now, and with these warmer water temps, I think we'll continue to see less pressure until things start cooling up this fall.
Up north, Lynn or Opitz giving up fish, or Hazleton, any of those bodies?
I have heard some reports that Hazleton, some perch coming out of there, maybe a few walleyes. Lynn, I haven't heard much off of, and Opitz, I think the pressure has dropped off that one. But if you get on there, I think you'll catch, a fair number of walleyes, but most of those will be less than 15 inches.
Are those fish kind of just stuck in that year class for a reason up at Opitz?
We don't know for sure what really happens. We see them coming up into the system, and then they kind of drop out. The growth is starting to slow down on some of those. We may be starting to see some stockpiling, but in years, those fish were continued to grow fairly fast, and then once they hit that 15 inches, I think we just had enough pressure that as they slowly crept the 15 inches, they were harvested out of there, so that's why we don't see a whole lot of those bigger fish in the system.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel up to the Watertown office of Game Fish and Parks. Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer. And before we talk Coddington, I think a couple lakes over there in Clark County are still giving up some fish, aren't they?
Yep. Dry lake down there by, I should say dry lake number two down by Little Lake, that's giving up some fish. And it sounds like there's some decent fish, some healthy fish at 16 to 18 inches with a few over 20. So it sounds like some nice fish getting caught down there. And it sounds like guys are having the best luck casting up into the weed lines there, those open pockets in the weed lines with some crankbait sounds like to be the best method. But
okay.
I know they are picking some up on the outside of the weed edge, either vertical jigging or pulling spinners. The guys that are vertical jigging, I guess, are even starting to pick up a few perch. So
good.
Which don't surprise me. This is about the time of year that they start getting a few of those bigger perch. So
is Reed giving up some fish yet?
Yep, Reed Lake's still giving up some fish. sounds like those are in that, if you fish, you can get your 15, 16 inches with a few that are bigger than that, a few that are in that 20-inch range and maybe a few over. So, otherwise, it sounds like they are picking up quite a few that are even in that 12 to 14-inch range. So
okay, well, good. All
gives
sizes.
Gives you a little action in between the bigger fish.
Well, Clear Lake by Thomas, I know that's in Hamlin, along with Goose Lake and maybe Dry at Florence. That's maybe the three lakes getting pressure and giving up fish.
I guess I'm not too sure on Clear Lake by Thomas. I haven't been down there too much. That would be a Dan Sternhagen question.
Yep.
For Goose Lake, they're still getting a few fish out there. It just depends on which fisherman I talk to and then what day I talk to them. That's always been one of those that it just depends on the day and which way the wind's blowing.
It's a fickle lake. It sure is.
Yep. And then as of Dry Lake, they're catching fish up there as well. The ones that they're getting up there are a little bit on the smaller side. It sounds like they're having to work for those keeper fish, those ones that are in the 15 plus inch range. So
yeah, we had about 10 days ago, I think we caught 16 fish and none bigger than 14 and three quarters. And kept them, you know, 13 and three quarters to 14 and a half, perfect eating size. Two of us kept six of those and one 12-inch perch. So it really has a lot of different year classes of walleyes.
Yep, and hopefully that'll be a good thing here in another year or so. Hopefully those fish will be in that 15 to 16-inch range. So that should be a lake coming up here in the near future.
Kempeska and Pelican, pretty tough, aren't they?
Those two have been pretty slow. I know Pelican here right around that 4th of July time was giving up some walleye in that 14 to 15-inch range, but since has slowed down pretty good, and it's not a lot of fishing pressure whatsoever out there. And Kempeska, a few guys going out there, but most guys I see going out there, a lot of guys cruising the shoreline casting for bass and some of those panfish and stuff like that, but every once in a while, I'll see some guys go out to the middle and they're pulling for walleye, but I haven't heard, or perch, but I haven't really heard much from those guys yet. So.
Okay. Well,
which about this time last year that they started picking up some perch and walleye out there, so maybe here shortly it'll start again. But.
Well, Kyle, last question. Brood routes, have you had one good morning where conditions were perfect yet?
I've been out once. I know a lot of the guys have been out, and it's looking a little better than it has been in the past, but until we get all the data compiled, it's hard to tell. But from talking to some of the other officers, it seems like it might be a little up, but it's a little early to tell yet. So hopefully that holds true, and we do have a little bit better year here. It's only bound to happen here sooner or later, hopefully.
Yeah,
so.
Hopefully this year. Well, Kyle Lenzner, CEO out of the Watertown office, thank you. Now we travel up to Grant County, Conservation Officer Jamie Peck Elder, and as far as Big Stone Lake, perch, walleyes, what's been happening?
Well, the perch is the main thing going right now, and there's a few people out trying it, not a lot. It's been a little bit slow. I was just out there myself here, yesterday actually, and did a little fishing with the family, and we did get in on a few perch. You're not going to catch tons of them. You got to move around a lot. You're going to find a few bluegill mixed in with there, too. Variety of sizes that you're going to see for the perch, they're going to be anywhere from the little ones are in that 6-inch range, but then your keepers are going to be up in that 8 to 10. You just don't see much over 10 anymore, though.
Jamie, what part of the lake did you try, and what presentation and bait worked best for you?
Well, basically, I always stick with the spikes. And they seem to hold up the best and have been the best over the years for me. But otherwise, just real light tackle, little tungsten jigs, 3-pound test on a light rod. And mainly north of Hartford is where I'm seeing the best activity.
No weeds up in that part of the lake, per se, unless maybe you go to a shoreline?
Very few, nothing much anymore. The curly leaf pondweed is pretty much gone, and it's pretty clean. So there are a few guys pulling some plugs, and they'll catch the occasional walleye doing that, and the occasional perch as well.
Have you heard of any bite way up on the north end or down on the south end?
South end is going to be super tough to fish with there's a lot of native vegetation down there that's pretty thick. North end, haven't heard too much. I'm guessing there may be something going on up there, because typically this time of year you'll see a few guys running up there, but just haven't heard.
And then down in Dual County, Bullhead, maybe things slowed down on that lake?
Yeah, that Bullhead Round School Complex there, that was pretty hot and heavy there earlier around that Memorial Day time period, but it seemed to have slowed down quite a bit here within the last month or so. So just not a lot of activity there.
Jamie Peck Elder, Conservation Officer out of Grant County, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.